Hello.
Hey, Justin, this is John with Local Splash. How are you, sir?
Oh, pretty good. Yourself?
Not bad over here. I appreciate you asking that. Justin, I want to apologize. I wasn't able to get to your return your call there yesterday there. Did you have a couple more minutes here today to discuss further about your Google listing?
Yeah, I got a few minutes.
All right. Beautiful. So, yeah, I know, you know, you need to get re-verified, things like that, for your GBP, Google Business Profile. It had some issues going on before, and that's something we could definitely help you out with. Did you have any questions for me, though, before I even dive any further in that?
No, I guess curious about the prices.
For sure. Yeah, I'll jump right into it. So with the promotional rate that, you know, the representative that you spoke to, Dan, he put in here for you, it knocks off more than 50% off. Normally, this package runs pretty high. Like, if I'm rounding here, $600 a month with a $299 setup fee. He got you all the way down to $249 month to month with a one-time setup fee of $99. All-inclusive, calls come directly to you. Of course, we get you re-verified, you know, get that Google Business Profile up and then running. That's the first thing we do. But we also make sure that your business is one of the top recommended as a first option on there, on the first page of Google, right? Along with local directories like Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing. Okay. And that's just the start of it so far, though. As far as pricing and so far what you're hearing, though, I mean, how does it sound to you?
Honestly, a little higher than I was hoping for.
Okay. Now, would it be more of the monthly or more of the initiation of $348?
Probably the monthly
on there? Okay. So that package has a lot of bells and whistles. Okay. Now, my job is to make sure you find you the right package that's going to make sure you're not bleeding out money, but also works well for you to stick with us for a long time, right? We don't want just a short-term relationship. We want to make sure you're doing well, having a good return on your investment. Now, there is a lower package that does not include any social media or anything like that. It still has your directories. So that's the first page of the Google listing, of course, getting you verified, right? Now, you will have a tracking system to see everything for yourself and the team that's available for you Monday through Friday. Now, this team will keep everything up to date, make sure constantly keeping you up on that first page of Google. That package runs at $199 a month. Now, I got to make sure you understand, though, this is that for that package, it takes about 30 to 45 days to be on listed on the first page of Google with that one. Also, it runs about a 10 to 15-mile radius. So as long as you're okay with that radius and that timeline frame on there, I just want to make sure you're prepared for everything, how we do it, time length, and all of that.
All right. And how much was the other package again?
That package is monthly is $199. Okay. Of course, the $99 setup fee is to cover your programming for our team to get everything verified, up and running, but you never see that again either. So.
All right. Honestly, it's something I've been considering doing. I mean, I used to have no problem getting calls daily. Now they're getting farther and fewer, so something's going on and needs to change. I've used a company in the past that promised so much, and then they seem like they cost me more money in the end, you know?
Well, that's the thing, man. It's not about just how much you're saving as well, but making a return on your investment is everything. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So us being month to month, Justin, I can assure you on this, it's a Google policy we have to abide by, and this is something you're going to love the most. We can only work with you within your area. Okay, so that means we're not going to spread leads, rotate on Google, and if you really look at it on, from a different perspective here, if we're only working with your company in that mile radius, then we got to do everything we can to keep your business happy, right? So that means we got to do our job. Let me ask you this, Justin. I mean, as far as website, do you have a website at the current moment or thought about using one?
No, I'm still kind of stuck in the Stone Age. I've thought about developing one, but or creating one, but
yeah,
I'm kind of computer literate, I guess you could say.
Hey, man, no worries. Well, how about this? You know, because I talk to business owners left and right. You know, some of them actually know how to build a website, believe it or not, and they just don't have the time to do it. You know, it's time consuming. What if I've sweeten
tried,
this? Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I've tried doing it like after work, and by the time I get on to the computer, it's so tired, and it's like, oh my God, I'm going to be here all night, you know?
Yeah, no, I completely understand. I have a side business of myself, man. Okay, I get it. How about this? Let's make this a lot more of value to you. If I said we'll throw in a website completely included in this package, no additional costs. For the life of you being with us, you will not have to pay for that website. Everything else, exactly the same, $199 a month, one-time $99 setup fee. Get websites done within the first 7 to 14 days. You yourself, you'll have that tracking system I was telling you about. You'll be able to even update and edit your website from an app yourself. Okay, but if you don't have the time or it's getting too complicated, our team is there for that. As long as you communicate with them, they'll make it happen for you. We get websites done within the first 7 to 14 days. So I've seen it done faster, but it just depends on the content and how much you would like to edit yourself. You know, if you don't like a color scheme, we get down to it, seriously. So, Justin, what do you say? If I throw in a website, everything that we're talking about, discussing here, included in your package.
I think it wouldn't hurt to give you a try.
There you go. Well, you're gonna love this then, because I'm gonna make sure our team jumps on it right away. So very first thing is we do everything by the book, okay? Especially if you have some issues going on with the Google Business Profile, let's clean this up, get you out there already. Just being on Google alone helps that much more, but being on the first page, you're definitely gonna notice the call volumes moving up there for you, okay? So, Justin. As far as the last name, is it Stevens, like the business name, or is it a different last name? Okay. Okay, perfect. And this is my promise to you. I want to stay on the phone with you even after payment, which we're not doing at this exact moment, but just want to make sure I make this promise that I stay on the phone with you so you see your invoice through text and email, okay? That way you see everything on paper. Now, the email I have on file here is stevenshomerepair@yahoo.com. Is that the best email I could send the invoice to?
Yeah, that's the best one.
Okay. And then for us to reach out to you, is this the best phone number to reach out, ending with the 8854?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Same thing for your customers or a different number?
I have two phone numbers customers can reach me out, this one and another one.
Okay. What's the other phone number that the customers can reach out to?
They can also reach me at, 208-258. God, I never call that one. Let me look real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 258-9120.
I'm going to repeat this back just to make sure I have it right. 208-258-9120. Is that right?
Yep.
All right, beautiful. That's for your customers. All right.
Yeah, they can reach me on either.
Okay, awesome. I'll put both of them. Now, the next part, this is all for Google, so I need to make sure I have it on point, okay? If not, it could, like, literally, you know, delay things, and I don't want that to happen. So, I have the business name as Stevens Home Repair. I have a business address. Let me know if this is right. 623 20th Avenue South, 83651. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Did you want us, because this part is optional, did you want us to keep that showcase to the public, or do you want to keep that hidden?
The address, go ahead and hide it.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad I asked then.
Yes, sir. It's my home address where I keep run the office out of, so.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't need people showing up at the house.
Right. I looked at that address. I'm like, that might be a home address. I don't want people looking at that. All right, cool. I'm glad I asked. Okay, let me put notation on that. Now, far as our team, our technician team, I want to set them up as quick as possible to speak with you, introduce themselves, show you how to maneuver through your tracking system, even go over the website for you as well. We do ask for like an hour window. Now, do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
What is tomorrow, Thursday? Yeah, it'd have to be later in the day.
Okay.
Probably around.
What are you thinking? What time?
Probably around 4 o'clock our time.
About 4 o'clock? Okay. I think I have something for you right at 4 or 5. So I do. Let me put this in right now. That never happens. what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a Google invite right now because I don't want to lose this spot actually. Now it's, I'm going to send this email to you and all you need to do is hit yes on your side and I'm going to send the same email to our team. They're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting. If for any reason it's taking too long or you need to reschedule, they'll be happy to accommodate for that. Just let them know, okay? All right. I'm sending it. It's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got that. I'm going to put a reminder for them right now.
For some reason, my email don't want to load where I'm located.
No way. Okay. Well, I mean, keep it up there for now. I mean, we can come back to it. As long as you hit yes on there, but they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they are committed to that meeting, okay? But I also wanted to make sure you have another form of contact for me, just in case, if anything, if you ever need me on that, okay? Now, next part is all for Google. Don't think you're married to it, okay? It's, you can always modify it at any time, but we want to make sure you have some things correct here. So, as far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be showcased on Google? Like Monday through Friday, 24/7? What do you think?
I typically try to run Monday through Friday, but I offer 24-hour emergency service, so.
Okay. I can do both. Yeah. So I'll put 24, emergency only for 24/7. How about that?
Right.
Okay. And then what is the hours that you want to keep for Monday through Friday without emergency, though?
8 to 5.
Okay, 8 to 5. And again, you always modify that. Just, I mean, you'll be able to do it yourself, but I put it like this every single time. If you're paying for a service for us to help you on these things, utilize our team. All right. Yes, sir. And now the next part is as far as the radius. I'm gonna put as far as out as possible for this one, okay? Because I know, you know, we're doing a lower package on here, but I want to make sure you're set for success here, okay? So give me a second here. Okay. And now the next part, far as payment structure, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash, Zelle, Venmo, check, credit card?
Cash, check, and card.
Okay. Cash, check, and card it is. And then I'm putting notes right now, website included for you. Okay.
Seems like more and more people are trying to go Zelle, though.
Honestly, okay, so we have no affiliation with Zelle, so I'm going to start off with that, man. But I use Zelle even for my business myself. There's no additional fees or taxes taken out. It does work like a charm. So if you're thinking about it, I'm definitely a pro for that, man.
I am.
Because it goes... Yeah, it goes bank to bank by phone number, so they don't see your bank account information, neither do you, but it's straight from there, so it works like a charm. But anyways, next part, the business is licensed and insured, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then this next part is your bread and butter. Like, obviously, I got the bare essentials here. I mean, you do home repairs, obviously. Because I see on Yelp here, like general contractor, painting, fences, gates. Do you want me to list all of these for you?
Yeah, I guess. It'd help draw on more customers.
Okay, sure thing. And you can always modify, you know. For painting, do you do interior and exterior painting?
I do both, but I prefer exterior.
Okay, all right.
I mean,
okay, I'll put this one there.
Customer I'm working for now wants me to paint the inside of their house, and it's a nightmare when they're living in it and won't move stuff, you know?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know that. I did it for a friend of mine. I was like, why didn't you move the couch, man? Like,
<All
right. laughs> seriously. He's like, don't get paint on my couch. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man. Why don't you just move it? Like, you know? I can attest to that. And then Justin, let's see here. Boom, I got this. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send this to our team right now. When they talk to you tomorrow, they're not going to start from scratch. They're going to exactly know your area, what keywords are going to work best to help you move up in the ranking a little bit quicker. Go over that with you, okay? Now, I want to make sure you have our direct phone number. Let me know when you're ready so I can give you that number now.
Crap, I'm in an attic and have nothing to write with.
That's okay. Did you want me to text it to you?
Yeah, you can text it.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second here. Make sure everything is all set for this here. Okay, I just want to make sure that was sent correctly to them. Okay, I'm going to send you our number right now. I'm going to put local splash, okay?
All right.
Now, this phone number is voice activated, meaning when you call in, you can say billing, client support, Google Business Profile, whatever it is. There's going to be a team that's available for you. They're open Monday through Friday, close on weekends, okay? But they're going to be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, okay? So just want to make sure. Now, the next part, I want to make sure you're protected on your pricing. I'm not accepting a no for an answer. We call it a voice verification where everything is recorded. I put the pricing in there, and I will go over that phone number again because I want to make sure you know exactly, case knock on wood, if you did decide to part ways in the future, then I tell you how to do that under the recording as well. All right? So I will ask a few questions in the beginning, so try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, this is my job, man. Stop me in my tracks. Ask away. All right? That's what I'm here for. All right? All right, cool. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and hit record. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Stevens Home Repair.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Justin Stevens, owner.
All right. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
All right. And of course, you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on April 17th in the non-refundable amount of only $298. This is including everything we've spoken about, okay? When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 17th of each month in the amount of only $199. This will be recurring payment of $199 from there on. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just texted over to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. You understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promised, man, just want to make sure you're protected on your pricing there. Now, we're in the last two parts. Justin, I want to make sure we set up good security for your account, okay? Meaning anytime from here on out, we will only call from the 877 number, and we will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. That way you know you're talking to us. We know we're talking to you. So you can make up any answer you want, but don't forget it because I joke around about this. I don't want you locked out of your own account, but I've actually seen this happen before, so don't forget it. So here we go. It's pretty generic. Yeah, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do first pet's name.
Okay. And again, this will never change, so what would that answer be?
Smokey.
I love it. All right, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and put it in. It's a huge red flag if anyone says that answer out there, okay? So just remind you of that. All right. Just in the last part here, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
Hold on. I'm transferring funds real quick.
No, you're good, man. Take your time. Yeah.
Made a big purchase and got to cover the purchase before I make another purchase.
Hey, at least you know what purchase you're making, man. My wife doesn't let me even see my debit card ever, or my credit card.
Alright. So I get text alerts saying how much money was spent, you know, off of her card, so.
Oh, that's smart, actually. Why didn't I even think about that, man? My hands are up in the air right now thinking, like, why didn't I think about it? All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
Here's what's one thing nice about the bank I use. You can have it set up so that anything over a certain amount, you automatically get a text.
Yeah, that's smart. What type of bank do you use, if you don't mind me asking?
I use a KeyBank.
KeyBank, okay. I have a Bank of America, so I don't know. I've always stuck with them for a while, but I don't know. I'm going to ask if they can do that.
Yeah, I was with U.S. Bank for the longest time, and then they started charging me minor fees for everything. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yes, I had a U.S. Bank for my business, actually, and same thing. I was like, why am I getting charged for every little thing, like almost every little thing? I was like, you guys are just nickel and diming me here.
I had 10 grand in one account, and I got like $200 in bills and little fees one time on that account. And I'm like, I'm gone. Sorry.
Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa. Yeah, no.
Like, I think anybody would have that.
Yeah.
All right. So that card is a business card, but it's got my name on it, Justin L. Stevens.
Okay. Is it, I'm assuming to the same billing address, the 623 20th Avenue?
Yep.
Okay. And is it a Master or Visa, or what kind of card is that?
That's a Master.
Sure. Okay. Now, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud. Ready for the card number when you are.
5480.
Okay.
0604.
Okay.
2611. Okay. 7901.
All right. And the expiration date on that?
11/25.
Okay. Last but not least, the security code.
356.
All right, perfect. Before I process any payment, man, I want to make sure I refresh the account like 3 different times because now you know I'm not lying, man. Like, we got you at a really nice promotional rate. I want to make sure even our systems stay the same. So give me 1 second here. I'll refresh one more time. Here, one more time. Boom. Okay, it looks good. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $298. Please stay on the phone with me. Okay, Justin? I like to keep to my promises here, all right? I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email. Whichever comes first, let me know. That way I can direct you to see everything that's on paper for you, okay?
All right.
Sure. All right, just went through on my side, so it should be coming shortly to you right now.
So you're... Yeah, I've got a text saying copy of your invoice at this address.
Perfect. Okay. Now, in there should be a link that says click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. We're going to click on that. And everything that we spoke about is on paper. Now, remember, the one thing is I put the website on me on the house for you. Okay. As you could tell, we usually do charge extra for websites. That's not going to be the case for you. Because for the life of you being with us, that website is on me, okay, as promised. So read through it carefully. I'm here with you. There's other packages that you can upgrade to. There's short descriptions in there. If you ever decide to upgrade your package, please let me know. I want to make sure you're never paying the normal rate, okay? I could apply the same promotional rate to the other packages for you, okay? take your time. I'm here if you need me. At the bottom there, there's two small check boxes that everyone misses because they're so darn small. You want to click those and type in your first and last name. But I'm here with you.
Yep, I got that part done. Now it says username and password.
Awesome. That's it. So that part right there is what I was telling you about is going to be that's your tracking system. Okay. Obviously, if I give you the login right now, you're not going to see anything. We didn't develop it yet. So tomorrow, when our technician team calls you, they will give you the login and password to show you and how to maneuver through that tracking system because it's that important. All right? Justin, I'm going to tell you now, man. Congratulations and welcome to the family, sir. All right? Again, if you have anything that comes up tomorrow, you need to reschedule, please let us know. We want to make sure we're starting this off strong with you. All right? All right, sir. You take it easy, man. We'll talk to you later. All right?
Yep. Yep, you too.
Sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.